Today's Shiur Masechta Tainus, Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the third line, Tanya Reb Nosson Omer. We have been discussing in our previous Shiur quite extensively the concept of Nisuch HaMayim, that on Sukkos they would pour water on the days of Sukkos. So a special Nisuch HaMayim. And in the previous Shiur we had learned that the way we know that there is such a requirement is from the mem yud mem, from the word the extra mem yud mem that is spoken about during in mentioning the kabbonis of Sukkos. Rav Nosson derives this halacha elsewhere from another limud. Tanya Rav Nosson Omer b'kodesh hasech nesach sheikh l'shem b'shnei nesuchim akos b'dabra. The Torah is teaching us about the requirement to do two nesuchim. Echa nesach hamayim, v'echa nesach hayayin. Eim etavai dechamra. Ask the Gemara, yes, we have to do two. Hasech nesach. The Torah says, Lashon Rabbim, hasech nesach, but maybe both should be wine. Answers the Gemara, if both were made with wine, im kein licht of kro, oi hasech hesach, oi nesach nesach, then the Torah should have used the same word for both. Why might hasech nesach? Why does the Torah use two different words, the word hasech and the word nesach? Shmamina, to teach from here, chad maya v'chad yayin, chad chamra, one out of water and one out of wine. So the Rishonim already asked the question. Yes, the pasuk hasech nesach, and as we just learned, the fact that the pasuk changes the wording, two different words, hasech nesach, is clearly an indication that we have to do nisach with two different liquids, with wine and water. But this pasuk is not a pasuk that's speaking about Sukkos. So how would he know that this halacha of nisach hamayim has to do with Sukkos? This is a pasuk that speaks about the carbon tamid that is brought every day. And maybe what the Torah is teaching us, that we should always have to bring two types of nesachim, wine and water. And it's difficult, the Rishonim say, to say that Reb Nosson agrees with the limud that we quoted at the beginning of the shir, with the limud of Reb Akiva, who learns the mem yud mem, who learns the nesacheha. Because if that's the case, then he wouldn't have to have this limud. We could already rely on that limud that we learned in our previous shir. And that's why the Rishonim try to understand what that it must be that Reb Nosson does agree with at least the limud of mem yud mem, the extra mem yud mem, or he agrees with the limud that we learned at the end of the previous year, the limud of the nesocheha, which is stated by Sukkos, which speaks about two nesachim. Because otherwise, we have no proof that we're speaking about anything else than any other time than specifically Sukkos. But I saw that the Sefer Menachem Meish of Nefesh says if we take the word Hasech, which Rev Nosson just used, the word Hasech has the letters of Sukkah. Hasech is the same letter of Sukkah. So the Torah is telling us, when is there a requirement to do Hasech Nesach? When is there a requirement to do two nesachim? Sukkah. And Sukkos is when we do two nesachim. No other time during the year is there such a requirement. So we learned in our previous year on that base on the base, Machloikas Tanoim, when do we begin to say Mashach Ruach HaMayir HaGeshem? And as we learned at the end of the year, this Machloikas was connected to the question of when do we begin the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim? Ask the Gemara, El Hadetznan, the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Omer Beis, teaches us Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. All 7 days of Sukkos, we do Nisach HaMayim. Mani, ask the Gemara, whose opinion is that? If Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we begin to say Mayir HaGeshem on Shemini Atzeres, name Mechad Yoimer. So the Mishnah should have said that we begin Nisach HaMayim should only be done on Shemini Atzeres, because that's the day that he says we begin Mashruach HaMarit HaGeshem. So many Mepharshim are very troubled with this Gemara's question, because they say, Rabbi Shu and our Mishnah clearly indicated that the reason we start Marit HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeres is because, as we learned, rain on Sukkos is a bad simon, it's a simon klola, and that's why we wait to begin until Shmini Atzeres. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no connection between Nesach HaMayim and Marit HaGeshem. So how could the Gemara say just because Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Shmini Atzeres is the day we begin Marit HaGeshem, that should also be the day that we do Nesach HaMayim? And in fact, the Rishonim suggest that this line of the Gemara should not be included, because Rabbi Shua in no way did he connect Nisach HaMayim with Nisach HaMayim and Mayurd HaGeshem. But I did see that maybe because Rabbi Shua holds that it is one, that since we do see this connection, that Rabbi Shua, we begin saying Mashruch Mayurd HaGeshem or Shmini Atzeres, it must be that he does connect it as all these other Tanoim to Nisach HaMayim, even though there is no source for it. Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to say that we begin to say Mayurd HaGeshem on Shishi Shel Sukkos, on the 6th day of Sukkos, so Trei Yomer, so we should have Nisach HaMayim, because that was, as we learned at the end of our previous year, the primary day of Nisach HaMayim, because that's the day where it says Nisachah, so then we should only have Nisach HaMayim for the 6th and 7th day of Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that the primary day of Nisach HaMayim is the 2nd day of Sukkos, because that's where the extra mem begins, so we should start from the second day, and there should be totally 6 days of Nisach HaMayim. And actually, I saw that the Gevura Sari asks a question. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we learn Nisach HaMayim from the Mem Yud Mem, maybe only on the days that there are extra letters that indicate that we have to do Nisach HaMayim, would there be a halacha that we have to do Nisach HaMayim? From where would the Mishnah take that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we have to do Nisach HaMayim all 6 days, maybe from the 2nd day and every day on? Maybe it should only be done on the days where there were extra letters indicating that we should do Nisach HaMayim on those days. So I saw that the Gevura Sari says, because the Torah, when it says Nisach HaMayim, when the Torah speaks about the Karbanos and Sukkos, it connects every day. It says Ubiyoyim with that Vav. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that once we begin doing Nisach HaMayim, and all the days of Yontif, as we just explained with that extra Vav, are connected to each other, that extra Vav comes to teach us that every day Nisach HaMayim should be done. Answers the Gemara, Loilam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. The Mishnah that holds that we do Nisach HaMayim every day is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. V'svirilei ke Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisen, but he follows the opinion of what we learned in the Mishnah Masechta the Sukkah, the Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Ches on the base teaches us Rabbi Yehuda Omer beloig hayvanaseg kol shmoina. They used to use a loig, a pitcher that had the size of a loig all 7 days, or mapik rishon, and he takes out the first day that we do Nisach HaMayim Umayil, and he puts in Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, the Nisach HaMayim is done for 7 days. It begins on the 1st day of Sukkos, and it begins on the 2nd day of Sukkos, and it continues for 7 days. Because as we learn that Mishnah, we find there two machloikasin. One is the Tanna Kama holds we do Nisach HaMayim for 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda holds we do for 8 days. Tanna Kama holds that every day we used a vessel that held Shloish Shalugim to do Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds we did Nisach HaMayim with a keli that held one leg. And therefore, what it means is, B'loig HaYimanasach Kol Shmoina, that we did Nisach HaMayim for 7 days of Sukkos, and on Shmini Atzeres,
And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra agrees that we do Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres, but he doesn't agree that we'll do Nisach HaMayim on the first day of Yontif, and that will be the opinion how we get to the that we do Nisach HaMayim for 7 days from the second day Yontif through Shmini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara. So I don't understand. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you're learning now, we do Nisach HaMayim on the second day of Sukkot through Shmini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara, or Maish not reaching the loy, why don't we do Nisach HaMayim on the first day of Sukkot? Says the Gemara, the Ki Remizi Mayim B'Sheni Yud Remizi. Because where does the Torah begin teaching us that we have to do Nisach HaMayim from the second day of Sukkot and on? So if that's the case, Shmini Nami. So why would he hold that you do Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres? Ki Remizi Mayim, because where does the Torah talk about Nisach HaMayim? B'Shvi Yehud Remizi. The Torah only talks about Nisach HaMayim during the 7 days of Sukkot. It doesn't speak about Shmini Atzeres. So how could you say that Yehud Ben Beseira holds that we do Nisach HaMayim for 7 days from day two through Shmini Atzeres? Why would Shmini Atzeres be included? Says the Gemara, El Rabbi Shua, the Mishnah that says that we do Nisach HaMayim for 7 days is on Shmini Atzeres, because on Shmini, during Yontif, we don't do Nisach HaMayim. The Manda Omer that says that we do Gshamim on Shmini Atzeres is, as we just learned, because during Yontif it's a similar Kalala. The Nisach HaMayim called Shiva, but that has nothing to do, as we suggested earlier, that has nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. Because Nisach HaMayim, Hilchus Gemira, is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Many times, there are certain halachas that are not mentioned in the Torah at all. They're only a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. And what Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold is that this halacha of Nisach HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that we should do Nisach HaMayim based on, we should do Nisach HaMayim for all 7 days of Sukkot, not based on the Mem Yud Mem, not based on the Nesachel. All of them are no more than a smachtis that he doesn't agree with, and therefore it's just Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Moed HaGashem, we begin on Shmini Atzeres, and that's because, as we've been learning, that's the during Sukkot, he holds it's inappropriate to say Moed HaGashem, it's a Simon Klola. Domrav Ami Amrav Yachim Shimon Chunya Ishbech Kas Beis Chorson Esnatias. The halacha is that during the Shemitah year, we're not allowed to work on the field. And actually, the Shemitah year, there's a halacha of Taisvis Shvius, that even before the Shemitah year, we're not allowed to work on the field. However, there's a special halacha Moshe Sinai called Esnatias, that if 10 young saplings were planted in a base saw, a base saw is an area of 50 amma by 50 amma. The halacha is that because they're young trees, and if we're not going to plow that field until Rosh Hashanah, we won't be able to have anything. They won't be able to grow properly. So therefore, the halacha is that they won't survive. There's a special halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that they could be planted until they could work in that field until Rosh Hashanah. A rova. And when we speak about a rova, we're not speaking about that rova that's taken as one of the dalaminim, because that's a pasuk in the Torah. What we're speaking about, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring a rovis during Sukkot, and there was a whole avoda that they would circle the Mizbeach with that rovis. This that we do, the Arovis and Sukkot, and this that we're discussing in our Shir, Nisach HaMayim, are all Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, not based on Psukim. And there's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and Nisach HaMayim are done all 7 days. What is the connection between these three Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, which are three very different subjects? So Rashi seems to learn that they have really no connection. Tosfos, however, holds that these three Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, even though they don't have any connection, were all taught in the Beis Medrash at the same time. And since they were all taught at the same time, that's why we learned them here at this together, even though there's really no halachic connection between these three subjects. Rabbi Yudai Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'ivu L'Fnei Ateva B'Yontav Akron Shulchag, whoever is the Baal Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achre Masker, by Musaf, we say Moed Hageshen, but a Rishon ain't a Masker, but not by Shachris. Beyond the Rishon Shal Pesach, whereas when we speak about the first day of Pesach, Harisha Masker, by Shachris we still say Moed Hageshen, Ha'achre ain't a Masker, but not by Musaf. Says the Gemara, Hi Rabbi Shua, which Rabbi Shua is this that follows this opinion? Ilayma, Rabbi Shua de Masnisen, if we're going to say that's Rabbi Shua of our Mishnah, Ha'amah b'yontav achar shalchag u'masker, we begin on the Shmini Atzeres. So that seems to mean that we begin at Shachris. As we explained when we learned the Gemara, it's not necessarily from Ma'ariv, because not everybody attended Ma'ariv, but by Shachris. He says we begin by Shachris. And here we're learning that we only begin by Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Yeshua that we only begin by Musaf. El Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa. We're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa that we learned in our previous year on that base on the base. Ha'amar, there he said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we begin to say Ma'ariv Agesh Mishas HaNechasa from when we put down the lulav. That means, according to him, we would begin saying Ma'ariv Hageshem already Shmini Atzeres in the evening. Void. Had Tanya, this that we learned in the Brisa, Yudah Mishim Ben Beseira, Hoivil Fnei Teva Biyontav Achus Shel Chag. If somebody is the Baal Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres, Hachrin Maskir. The one that says Musaf, that's what we say Ma'ariv Hageshem. Hi Ben Beseira, who is the Ben Beseira? Elam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if we're going to want to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, whose opinion we discussed at the beginning of our shiur today and at the end of yesterday's shiur, according to him, it can't work. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, B'sheini hu maskir, that we begin saying Ma'ariv Hageshem on the second day of Yontif, and not only on Shmini Atzeres. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Nechem Yitzchak Tehei, what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Yeshua, and that what he said in the name of Beseira, is talking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And the question is, why is he sometimes called Rabbi Yehuda, and sometimes he's called ben Beseira? Zimna de Karle B'Shmei, sometimes he's called Rabbi Yehuda, and Zimna de Karle B'Shmei de Abba, and sometimes he's called ben Beseira. What, when, and what? Says the Gemara, V'ha, Mekamadil HaMesmechua, before he received Smicha, they used to call him Ben Beseira. He wasn't significant enough to be called by his own name. For her, Lebasid LeMesmechua. After he received Smicha, he was called Rabbi Yehuda. The Smicha that we're speaking about here is not the Smicha, the ordination that we know Rabbonim receive nowadays. Rather, the Smicha that's referred to here is a direct line of people receiving Smicha directly going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, it has nothing to do with smicha, with the hand, where somebody puts his hand, as usually smicha means when we think about kabbonis, where somebody puts the hand on top of the other person's head. Here means that a person is told that you are worthy to be a dayan. Not only could you be a dayan, but you could even be a dayan who is able to judge dinei knosos fine. And that person, at that point, as the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, is v'nikra balabayis elohim. And this word smicha, even though it has nothing to do with smicha as the word would be defined, goes back to the pasuk in the Torah that it says when Moshe Rabbeinu conferred smicha on Yeshua, it says v'yismach as yod of Allah v'yitzaveyu, and that was a mark of greatness. And when somebody received smicha, at that point Rabbi Yehuda could be called Rabbi Yehuda. Until then, he was only called Ben Beseira. Tana, continues the Gemara, the Braisa teaches about Tal Baruchos. When we speak about the Meshabeach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying Moir Atal, or by saying Mash V'Ruach, Lechai V'Chacham L'Haskir, Chazal never required us to say that in the Tefillah. Even in the winter, when we say Mash V'Ruach and Moir HaGeshem, we're not obligated to say Mash V'Ruach. V'Mba LaHaskir, but if somebody wants to say it, Masker, he may do so. My Tama, why is the halacha that they're not so absolutely necessary to be said? Amar of Chanina, Lefish Einan Tzorim, they never stop. Something which stops or goes back, there we have to Davent HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should not stop. But something that that never stops, that we don't have to say, because they're always going to be. And as Rashi explains, that the world has humidity and heat, and without the ruchos that the Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, with the wind that the Kadosh Baruch Hu placed in the world can never survive. And the same when it comes to Tal, the Yerushalmi says, "B'shor sh'os Avram zakenam es ritzoni." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when Avram Avinu began to do what I wanted him to do, "Nishbati loy," I made a shvua, "She'eni mezes Tal mibonav lo'olam," that the Tal will continue forever. And therefore, even without us davening for the Tal, the halacha is, we don't have to mention it. And as the Ritva explains, something that could come or not come, so when it comes, we realize and recognize the greatness of Hashem. But something which is here constantly, even though it certainly emanates from the Chasdei Hashem, it's not that recognizable. And therefore, since it's not that recognizable, we don't need to mention it. I saw that the Sfas Emes explains. The Pasuk says that V'yitein l'cha, in the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov Avinu, V'yitein l'cha mital ha-shamayim. So the Sfas Emes says, if we look in the Medrash says, V'yitein l'cha elekusah, that we should realize that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody receives mital ha-shamayim, so he explains, the mital ha-shamayim we just learned never stops. So if it never stops, as we just said, it isn't so recognizable that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov Avinu was V'yitein l'cha l'kusa. You should always have the ability that to realize that the Tal is coming, and it's not something that has to come. It's all coming from Chasdei Hashem. So if we don't have to say Mashiv HaRuach, why do we say it? So the Rishonim explained that without the ruchos, the rain would not be effective. The rain is only effective because together with the rain come wind. And that's why, even though the ruchos, as we just explained, will never cease, we still say, Mashva Ruach, Amarin Agashem. Now, there's an interesting opinion quoted by Tosfos that they actually said, Mashva Ruach, Amarin Agashem, and Moirato throughout the winter. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says in the winter they said Mashiv Ruach Moirat Geshem, and in the summer they would say Moirat Hatal. And that is the minig of Nusach Sfard, that they say Mashiv Ruach Moirat Geshem in the winter, and Moirat Hatal is said in the summer. But given the explanation we just gave, that's why most do not say Mashva Ruach or Moirat Hatal. They say Mashva Ruach or Moirat Geshem, but they don't say Mashva Ruach or Moirat Hatal. Because the rain, as we just explained, needs the wind to make it effective. The Tal does not need the rain to make it effective. And since the Tal does not need the rain to make it effective, we could say, we don't say Mashva Ruach or Moirat Hatal, we just say Moirat Hatal. The Tal asked the Gemara, Manolan Dolem Etzer. And from where do we know, asked the Gemara, that the rain, that the Tal never stops? The Ksiv. Eliyahu HaNavi, the Pasuk speaks in Melachim, that Achav was a Oved Avodah Zarah, and he sinned worse than all the kings that preceded him. And we know, as we say every day in Krishma, Hisham Lechem, and he was upset at the way Achav was acting, and he said that there should not be any rain. The Pasuk says that what Eliyahu say, why is he called Toshvei Gilad? So the Mefarshim explained, Tosfos, the very Maskil, the Yomer explains, that when all of Klal Yisrael went to hell battle with the Shevet Binyamin after the episode of the Pelegish Begiva, the people of Gilad refused to join in the battle. And because they refused to join the battle, they were exterminated. And very few people were left from that city, But Eliyahu was one of those people that survived. And says the Pasuk, V'yom Eliyahu atishbi mitoshvei gilad el achov, chai Hashem al kei Yisrael, asher amadati lefonov, I stood in front of Kodesh Baruch when I say, Im yu ashana ha'elu tala mata ki'im lefor devarai. Eliyahu made a shvua that there won't be any rain or tal all these years because of your worshipping of Avodah Zarah. V'ksiv, and then the Pasuk says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu, after 3 years, to tell Achav, after 3 years of hunger, Lech heroal Achav, go see Achav, vet nematna pnei adama. And he says, tell him that now I'm going to bring rain. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't say anything about tal. And the question is, my tama. Why Eliyahu Navi spoke about tal umatar? Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he sends him with the message, only mention matar and not tam? Mishum, the loy metzer. Because tal didn't stop. And even though during those 3 years, there was no rain, there must have been tal. And from here we see that tal never stops, as we learned earlier. Ask the Gemara, v'chimi achad lo mi'atzer, if we now proven that tal can never stop. So the question is, Eliyahu shtabu lomali, why did Eliyahu make a shvua that there won't be tal? Why do you make a shvua that wasn't possible? Answers the Gemara, hachi kamale. What Eliyahu said to Achav was, afilu tal debrocha nami layasi. That Eliyahu said, I can't stop tal from coming, but I could stop the tal that brings bracha to the world from coming. So ask the Gemara, so that means Eliyahu's shvua was not in vain. Eliyahu's shvua was fulfilled because there was no tal the bracha. Vlad really tal the bracha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this message, he should have sent that now I'm going to bring back the rain. And not only will I bring back the rain, I'm also going to bring back tal the bracha. Answers the Gemara, Mishloim Dolor Mikra Mitzvah. It's not noticeable. Because with the tal is not something that we can notice. If it's tal comes all the time. What we're learning now is there's a difference between tal shel bracha and tal not shebracha, but we can't tell what type of a tal it is. It says, so ask the Ritva, if as we're learning now, tal comes all the time, there's only a difference if it's tal shebracha or not shebracha, why don't we say tal shebracha? As we said earlier, not everybody says ma'ira tal. Why not? So he says, that's why. Because since a bracha is only considered a bracha when it's noticeable. And since it's a bracha here that wasn't noticeable, since it's not something that's noticeable, they don't want to mention it. Ask the Gemara, as we said earlier, Ruches Menolan de Lametzri, how do we know that the wind never stops? Amar Bishu ben Levi de Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael went out of Golus, Bavel, and Asher, the Pasuk says, Ki Abba Ruches Prashti Eschem Num Hashem, as I have spread you around the world, around the four corners of the world, my kamalu. Ask the Gemara, what was meaning? Ilai mach kamalu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, debar din chuk ba'aba rucha da'alma, that I've spread you in the four corners of the world. Yachi ki arba, what does it say like the four corners? What it should say is, be'arba mibayle, that we were spread around the four corners of the world. Aleachkam, says the Gemara, what it was meant to say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say to Klal Yisrael, k'shem she'ef shel oilem b'lo ruchos, just like the world cannot exist without any wind, as we discussed earlier, kach e'ef shel oilem b'lo Yisrael, the world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. And the reason the world can't be without Klal Yisrael, so Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Im loy b'risi yoyim v'layla, Chuka Shemayim V'Aretz Leisamti, which refers to Limra Torah. Klal Yisrael's Limra Torah is what keeps the world existing. The Mashah explains that Klal Yisrael show who Kadosh Baruch Hu is. We demonstrate by our Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in Klal Yisrael. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread us throughout the world, that we should be able to spread the light of Amunah together. And as the Chassam Sofer explains, when you have a candle, even if you have a candle that will light many other candles, but all of those candles will be in one place, the light will be limited to that one place. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, explains the Chassam Sofer, is spread us all around the world. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreading us all around the world, so now we have light, not just in one place, but we have light all around the world. And when we have light all around the world, that's when we spread the word of Hashem throughout the world. The Braisa we learned earlier said that Chazal, therefore, because Tal never stops, and Ruchais never stop, we're not obligated to say Masha Ruch Amayra Tal, but the halacha is, if somebody wants to mention them, they may. Amar Rav Chanina, Hilkach, B'maisa Chama, in the summer, Amar Masha Ruach, if in the Brach of Atagibur you said Masha Ruach, Emach Sir Noisai, we don't make you go back to the beginning, because there are Ruchais, even in the summer. I'm in Mayrit HaGeshem, but if you said Mayrit HaGeshem, then Machzir Noisai, we make you go back to the beginning of the Bracha, because the rain doesn't come down during the summer, and speaking about rain and Eretz Yisrael in the summer is inappropriate, because there is no rain. But now the question is, what's pshat when it says Amar Mayrit HaGeshem Machzir Noisai? So Mordechai says that it doesn't mean that we take you back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Once you said it, you said it. It can't be undone. And therefore he says that what Machzir Noisai is, we tell this person, don't make such a mistake again. And be careful not to say Mayrit HaGeshem in the summer again. Rashi, however, says that if somebody says Mayrit HaGeshem in the summer, so he said something which is inappropriate to be said at that time. And what it means to say is that you go back to the beginning and say the bracha properly without saying Mayrit HaGeshem. The Rav Yos says that if in the middle of the bracha of Atagibur you realize you said Mayrit HaGeshem in the summer, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. And it's not enough to go back to Mechalkel Chayim, but you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. And actually, this is very much the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is actually, and the Sfasemis makes this point, that we always go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. And if we realize the middle of the first three brachas that we made a mistake. Because we know that the halacha considers the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei really as one long bracha. And since the halacha considers those three brachas as one bracha, when you make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. If after saying Ata Kadosh, you realized you made a mistake, everybody holds, you go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if you said Baruch Ata Hashem before saying Hakel HaKadosh, and then you realize that you made a mistake? So the Prima Gadim says, once you said Baruch Ato Hashem, you have to go back, you should finish the bracha, and then go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Shaar Tshuva and the Chai Adam say, if you realize that you said Baruch Ato Hashem, or you even said Baruch Ato Hashem, Alker Melech Olam, but you didn't say Hakel HaKadosh, what you could do is, say Lamdeinu Chakecha, and then go back to the beginning, and then go back to Atagibor, and go back to Mechalkel Chayim, and say properly. However, Rav Moshe and Digras Moshe is very concerned about that. Rav Moshe says that he doesn't know what is the basis to say Lamdeni Chukecha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Moshe says that there is no halachic basis for saying Lamdeni Chukecha. There is no place in the Rishonim that we should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and the halacha is that we should go back to the beginning. Of course, the question is, what happens if you live in a country or in a place that needs rain in the summer? We know that countries south of the equator, they have the winter and the summer reversed from what we in the United States or in Eretz Yisrael have. So what is the halacha in those places? Do we say their summer and winter are reversed? Are the tefillos reversed as well? So the Chaya Adam says that even though those countries need rain in what we call the summer, but since in Eretz Yisrael, rain in the summer is a klala, then the halacha is, says the Chaya Adam, we can't say Moed HaGeshem, even though this particular country needs rain, if in Eretz Yisrael it's a time when rain is not needed. However, the Prima Gadim seems to say that if somebody in such a country would make a mistake and say Moed HaGeshem in the winter, we just learned if you say Moed HaGeshem in the winter, it's unacceptable. It could be if somebody said Moed HaGeshem in such a place, we wouldn't make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because it's not terrible. Rain is really needed in such a place. Furthermore, even if we're not going to say Mashvaruch Moed HaGeshem in the Bracha, because as the Chaya Adam says, we shouldn't say it in the Bracha if the rest of the world doesn't need rain. If that particular place needs rain in what is by us the summer, they could say it in Shemaya Tefillah. Continues the Gemara, Ubemayis HaGeshamim, if in the winter, if you didn't say Mashvaruach, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. For as we've learned, it doesn't make a difference. The wind doesn't stop anyway. However, if we didn't say Moed HaGeshem in the winter, we have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because we need to have Moed HaGeshem in the winter. And the halacha is, if, says the Ravya, if you realize that you didn't say Moed HaGeshem in the winter and you're still in the middle of the bracha at the Gibor, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You could just go back to Mechalkel Chayim. He says it's not the same as saying Moed HaGeshem in the summer. If somebody says Moed HaGeshem in the summer, the only way to repair that mistake is by going back to the Gibor. If somebody, however, says Moed HaGeshem in the summer, all he needs to go is go back to Mechalkel Chayim. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh holds that under all circumstances, he should go back to Atta Gibor. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody remembers after saying V'nemen Atta Lahachyos Mesim that he did the wrong thing, he should go back, but he has to repeat the V'nemen Atta Lahachyos Mesim, because the Mishnah Berurah says there's a locha of everything, you have to say samach lechsima, you have to say me'in achsima, samach lechsima. So before the bracha, baruch at Hashem, b'chaya mesim, we're supposed to say, v'namen ato lachyus mesim, that's the proper way of saying the bracha. The Rosh also says that if you did not start the bracha of at the kadosh, then you don't have to go back, say mashvaruach amoyer ageshem, where at that point, even though you already said the bracha mechaya mesim, because as we keep on repeating, they're all considered one bracha. The Bi'a Locha, however, doesn't agree. The Bi'a Locha says that once you said the bracha mechaya mesim without having said Moed HaGeshem in the winter, the halacha is that you have to go back to Atta Gibor, even though you didn't say Atta Kaddish yet. Moreover, as we mentioned in our Kodesh Baruch, in our shir yesterday, that even though the halacha is that in the winter everybody says Moed HaGeshem, as we're learning now, and if you missed Moed HaGeshem, you have to repeat or go back. If you are of people of Nusach Sfard who say Moed HaTal in the summer, and if in the winter they said Moed HaGeshem instead of Moed HaTal instead of saying Moed HaGeshem, the halacha is that's fine. And the reason, explains the Taz, is because the reason we have to say Moed HaGeshem, because as we learned in our previous year, Geshem brings life, brings panosa to the world. But we've learned in our shir today as well that Tal brings bracha to the world. So therefore, of course you should say Moed HaGeshem, but if instead of saying Moed HaGeshem, you said Moed HaTal, you've conveyed the message that you're being Meshabeach, that you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing life to the world, and therefore you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah quotes the minig of the Rambam Rittenberg that would say Ot Shmini Atzeres 90 times Ato Gibor through saying Mashva Ruach Mayer Geshem, which would correspond to the 90 tefillos that we have in the 30 days. What does that mean? Because the halacha is like this. If somebody is not sure if he said what he's supposed to say or didn't say what he's supposed to say, so the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, we have to assume that he said it the way he's accustomed to say it and didn't say Mayer Geshem. After 30 days, he's already accustomed. So says the Meram Rottenberg, the way we could accomplish it is if in 30 days there are 90 tefillos, if I say this 90 times, I've become accustomed, and if I have a suffix, I could be assumed that I said it. However, there are Rishonim that question this, because 30 days is not just 30 days, it's 30 days that it's not 30 days is not just 90 tefillos. 30 days are 30 days. So saying them all in one day would not be adequate. Says the Maram, the Gemara says in Masechet Baba Kama that an animal becomes a muad, that it does damage, and will have to pay Nezek Sholem if he did damage in three times. And the halacha is, if he did the damage in three times in 3 days, he's a muad. Says the Gemara, if he did it in one day, he's certainly a muad. So says the Meram Rottenberg, if you could accomplish that, we could assume that you're saying Mashva Ruach Mayer Geshem properly in 30 days, we certainly could accomplish it in 1 day. The Da'ake Moshe, however, makes a different point. The Da'ake Moshe says it's not really 90 times. It's 90 times is not adequate because in 30 days, it's not enough. In 30 days, there are more than 90 tefillos because we have Shabbos when we daven Musaf, we have Rosh Chodesh when we daven Musaf. And that's why the Taz says, based on this question, that we see from here, it's not dependent on the 90 tefillos, because 90 is not an accurate number. It depends on the 30 days. And in the 30 days, the halacha is that in 30 days, we get accustomed. In less than 30 days, we don't get accustomed. And this is a very big mechlokes rishonim, Rebbeinu Peretz doesn't agree with the Maram, and he says that it doesn't work. V'loyoyt, continues the Gemara, Ella, afilu omar mavar ruach mafriach atal, even if you said mavar ruach mafriach atal, ein machzir noisoy, we don't make him repeat the Shemana Esrei. So I saw what's pshat in the Gemara. He's saying that Mayer Atal does the same accomplishment as Mayer Geshem. And here too, that's what the Gemara means to say. If somebody speaks about the Gevuras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we don't make him repeat the Shemana Esrei. But this discussion that our Gemara just said, that even if you use the long wording in the Shemana Esrei, as long as you got the point across, the halacha is that Yoytze, the Tchiyuv, is used for a discussion that there are certain people that when they daven the Shemana Esrei, they're so involved in the Shemana Esrei and they're so excited about the Shemana Esrei, they sometimes add words to the Shemana Esrei that are not part of the Shemana Esrei, and they don't even necessarily say those words in Lashon HaKodesh, they'll maybe say those words in English, or to say the words in Yiddish. And here we say that even if you, from this Gemara, it seems that that doesn't create a hefsek in the tefillah. And in fact, the Shalos HaTshuvos Imre Yosher, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Lamedtes, says the L'chatchila one shouldn't do so, because the nusach of the tefillah was established by Chazal, and since Chazal established the nusach of tefillah, we have no right to modify the nusach of tefillah. But if somebody did it, it's not considered a hefsek in the Shemana Esrei. And however, Ramosha in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chel Gimel Simen Ches, says that it's unacceptable. We have to daven the way Chazal established the way we should daven. And if we make any change, it's not considered that we daven properly, and we should go back to the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. Tana, continues the Gemara, ba'ovim beruchos, this clouds and the ruchos, v'chayvim v'chacham l'haskir. Chazal did not say that we have to mention them. V'b'olahaskir, but somebody wants to say the maskur he may. My tama, what's the reason that Chazal did not require us to say them? Mishum demloim atzri. They never stop. And since they never stop, we don't have to mention them. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The Loyme Atzri, they never stop. Vatana Rav Yaitzi, the Pasuk Rav Yaitzi, we say in the Krishma, Vatzer Shemayim, and it says, Men Ovim Men Aruchas, that there won't be clouds and winds. At the Oimim Men Ovim Men Aruchas, an element of Motor, maybe what the Pasuk means to say there won't be rain, says the Braisa, says Rav Yaitzi, Shoimim, when the Pasuk says, Veloye Motor, there wouldn't be any rain, Hare Motor Omer. So rain is mentioned already that there wouldn't be. So what must be the definition of Otzos Shemayim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will withhold the Ovim Aruchas. So ask the Gemara, Kosh Aruchas Aruchas, here it says the Aruchas can be withheld, and it says here it says they will never be held withheld. The Kasha, Ovim Ovim. Answers the Gemara, Ovim Ovim Loi Kasha, HaBacharfi, the clouds that are there before rains never stop. Ha, but afli, the clouds that come after the rain could stop. And Rashi explains that since those clouds stop, we don't have to mention clouds because some do stop. Tosfos explains we're not talking about the clouds. We're talking about the fruit. Some fruits ripen earlier. And the fruits that ripen earlier need the clouds. The fruits that ripen later don't need the clouds. So since the clouds are not always necessary, that's why they don't have to be mentioned. So from here we see that the clouds serve a positive purpose even without rain. Because what the clouds do, explained the Rishonim, is they breathe the proper moisture to the world, and that's why they're so required. Ruchas, a ruchas loikasha, says the Gemara. Ha baruch metsuya, a normal wind is always going to exist. Ha baruch ena metsuya, that doesn't always happen. As says the Gemara, ruch shen metsuya chazal bei dairi. But how can we have ruach? How can we have the world exist without a strong wind? We need it to thresh the wheat. It says Gemara, efshar benafsa. We could use fans. We could use different pieces of equipment, and therefore the world could exist without those ruchas. Tana haruch oven veruchas shnius lamotar. Even though they're so positive, they're not as important as rain. Hey chidami, amu ulavitay Rav Yehuda, the boss of Mitra, the clouds and the wind that come after the rain are very important. Ask the Gemara, Lememra de Mel Yusahu, are we saying that they're so positive? V'ksiv, the Pasuk in the Teichacha, and Parashas Kisava says, Yitan Hashem Esmata Artscha Avik V'Ofer. So it says, V'amu'u L'vitem Rav Yehuda, L'zika de Basim Mutra, that there's going to be a wind after the rain, and it'll cause that all the dust will come up. So why are we saying that that wind that comes after the rain is positive? Answered Gemara Loi Kasha. Hadan Asanicha, when the rain came down softly, Hadasarazia, when it came down strong. Ha, when it comes down strong, the wind that comes afterwards is Mala Ovik, just makes sand, makes dust. Hadaloi Malavik, but when the rain came down softly, those winds are positive. The wind that comes after the rain, Kemitra, is as positive as the rain. Even the Basamitra, the clouds that come after the rain, Kemitra. Shimsha the Basamitra, when it comes sunny after the rain, Kitre Mitri, it's double as good as the rain itself. Ask the Gemara, Lamutimai, if this wind is good, and the clouds are good, and the sun is good, what isn't good? Lamati, Glili Delaila, the thunder that comes at night, the Shimshu de Bene Karchi, and the sun that comes between the cracks on the cloud. And since it doesn't come evenly, it isn't positive. Omar Rava, Maga Tala Turi, snow that falls on a mountain is kam chamisha matril ara, is like it rained 5 times on the ground. Because when it rains on a mountain, the rain doesn't stay there. It rolls down. But snow stays there. Shenema kifshel yoyim hei oritz v'geshem matar v'geshem mitris uzoi. V'amar rabbi tagal turei, snow on the mountains, matu reze liloni, snow on the mountains is very positive, strong rain is good for the trees, matru nicho, and a soft rain is good for the peri. Urpila, a thin rain, a fila pratsiz of the dusi color, even for the seeds that are under the ground, mahanale, are very positive. My urpila, ask the gemara, what's urpila? Urpila, what it has the power to do, there are cracks in the ground, and this small rain, these raindrops, have the ability to fall in these cracks and cause whatever under the ground to grow.